Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here after after four games from this past week. A wild past week for you guys in which you guys went 1-3. And coach, we'll start off with that game versus Royal Valley a week ago today. This is a game that you guys kept them close as you lost that one 43-41, but like you told me before this, never quite able to get in front.
Yeah, we had, you know, I think we were down 20-27 at halftime with them, and like I said, just didn't get a good start to the game. And I think the third quarter they even came out and extended that to about 12 or 13, and then down this, you know, in the fourth quarter and down the stretch, it's, you know, we kind of held them to four total points for about the final 10 minutes of the game, it felt like. And we got it close, we got it down to just a couple points, and then we you know, just couldn't finish it off. It was, you know, we kind of gave our best effort to get back in, and we got back in, and you know, just didn't, you know, just lost there by a couple points. So
you guys were able to bounce back against Holton, winning that game 49-44, and you told me that this was really the first time that you got to see your best five starters all in to start the game, and played exceptionally well in this one. Who were some of those players that really stood out to you in that one?
You know, it was, believe it or not, by getting, you know, some of our other kids in there, it kind of almost led to more of a balanced scoring attack. You know, some of the off, when Tyzel gets in there, some of the other guards play a little bit better, but overall it just seemed to make our entire team better. You know, and as far as Big Seven play, I think it's the first time we had a lead going into the halftime, and so we weren't always trying to come back, so it's kind of nice to have a lead in the second half and keep the lead throughout the entire game. So, you know, both sides in that game did not shoot free throws very well. I think we missed 15. I want to say Holton also missed 15 free throws. So, luckily we just kind of had the lead at the end, and, they kind of had to keep fouling us, and we made, you know, just enough free throws to hang on there at the end. So, but it was nice to get our first Big Seven win.
And then after that, a tough one against Linden, 74-20 being the final. But let's not talk about that one. We'll talk about this Sabetha game instead. 58-43 was the final. And you told me that this was arguably one of the best games you played all season. You said it could have been a 1 or 2 possession game in the end.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, the score, 58-43, is a little bit deceiving. You know, we had it 26-20 with the ball going in to half with about 40 seconds left, and we threw two passes away for layups to be down 10. And, you know, whenever I watch Sabetha, they always seem to really come out in the third quarter, and that's where they do their damage to teams and go on a huge run or win the third quarter, you know, 20-4. So I was really trying to focus on not, you know, same thing, keeping the ball and having some good possessions. And, you know, I think the third quarter ended up being 11-11, but we had missed 7 straight free throws in that third quarter. We had missed some easy stick and bunny. So we came out and tied the third quarter, where I felt like we really had a good opportunity to win that and cut that lead from 10 to, you know, into low single digits. And kind of the same thing the fourth quarter, we stayed right there, you know, had it into single digits again. And like I said, some things just, you know, some baskets just didn't fall for us. And, I think they outscored us by 3 total points in the second half. So, in the end, I was really proud of the way kind of our boys responded to, you know, the best team in the Big Seven. And, we did a lot better off, you know, getting really good looks offensively and taking our time with the basketball and didn't turn it over in the second half. And, you know, unfortunately we just couldn't convert, and, you know, they're Sabetha's two post players make it, you know, tough scoring inside and, you know, alter some of our shots. And, you know, we missed some shots that I think against other teams will probably stick in. So hopefully here moving forward, we can continue to play like we did last night and get a lot of wins down the stretch.
And speaking of, you guys have a couple of winnable games here in the next week with Jefferson West and Hiawatha, two teams that are below 500 like you guys are in league play. And you guys just be holding a team that also was below 500 in league play. And, I mean, coach, you guys only have 6 games left. And I feel like in that category, from all the area teams, you guys have, I think, among the fewest games remaining. So your schedule fairly normal. You guys have a game on Saturday the 10th. But tell us about how important these next 2 games are for you guys.
Yeah, you know, especially with kind of having a lot of young kids getting into the game and stuff like that, it's going to be really important just to end the season on a high note, and, you know, to kind of motivate even the young kids to get better in the summer, and, you know, hopefully end on a high note with our seniors. And like I said, if we're playing our best basketball at the end of the year, you know, we always kind of drop down to a 2A sub-state after playing, you know, a tough Big Seven schedule. And if we're playing really well, we always seem to do really good in the sub-state. If we're not playing well, then obviously there's some really good teams in there that, you know, can easily knock us off. But I don't know. It's just so, these next six games are just so important that we continue to play, like we did last night. And if we do, and the team and the boys want to, I hope everything ends well for us.
A big week of basketball coming up for you guys, and look forward to seeing how things play out. Thank you so much for your time today, Coach. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.